This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan Familiner. The University of Missouri Health System will receive $13.3 million from the federal government to enhance primary care of elderly patients. KBIA's Melissa Helm reports.
The money from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will directly benefit Medicare and Medicaid recipients in the MU health system by improving technology used by physicians and healthcare providers. Online medical records will be easily available for patients and their doctors through the use of health dashboards and portals. Dr. Jerry Parker, MU's Associate Dean of Research, says the grant will improve the quality of patient care while reducing healthcare costs.
This approach is really intended to permit providers to expand beyond that point of care analysis to permit them to quickly and easily look at their entire population and see healthcare needs that can be responded to.
The technology will allow patients to schedule routine visits, review lab results, and learn more about preventative care before meeting with a physician. The $13 million grant is a result of the Federal Affordable Care Act. Melissa Helm, KBIA News.
A Boone County judge has rejected the state of Missouri's objections to his recent ruling that criticizes the murder conviction of a Chillicothe man seeking a new trial. Mark Woodworth was convicted twice in the 1990 shooting death of his neighbor, Kathy Robertson. He's serving a life sentence. In May, Circuit Judge Gary Oxenhandler ruled that Woodworth was the victim of a manifest injustice and should have his conviction set aside. Attorney General Chris Koster had asked Oxenhandler to revise his ruling. Oxenhandler's unchanged decision, announced today, now goes to the Missouri Supreme Court. A Sedalia-based community college will begin offering classes in Boonville in August. KBIA's Jamie Crockett has the details.
State Fair Community College will open a new location this fall. The school recently signed a lease with the city of Boonville to use a former Kemper Military School building for classes. The military school has been closed since 2003. College Administrator Dr. Brent Bates says the location will be more convenient for students in mid-Missouri.
With gas prices the way they are today, it's increasingly difficult for students to commute long distances. And one of our roles at the community college is access. And community colleges oftentimes are the first access to higher education for a majority of people.
He says he expects 100 students to enroll in classes this August. Jamie Crockett, KBIA News.
The Missouri Auditor's Office estimates no direct costs or savings from two different proposals, one changing how appellate judges are selected and the other restricting the creation of a health care exchange. Lawmakers approved both measures this year and referred them to the ballot. The Auditor's Office said in cost estimates today there would be no direct costs. For the health exchange measure, it concluded that indirect costs or savings from enforcement, missed federal funding, and other issues are unknown. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Familiner.